This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do you remember the other day I called the IRS the government agency for whom things keep going from bad to worse? Today's lucky winner is the National Security Agency. We are in day two of the surveillance scandal. Leaked court orders and NSA documents show a far larger sweep of government monitoring than the public had known about. President Obama had this to say about it today.
I welcome this debate, I think it's healthy for our democracy. I think it's a sign of maturity.
More from the president in just a bit, but there is going to be a debate about this. So we went around the country this morning to get an early start on that debate.
Do I think people are going to act differently online?
I don't think it'll change any sites I will go to. It certainly will change who I will vote for.
No, a big part of my job is online, social media, and emails.
I have a Facebook account. I have a Twitter account. I have Path. I have Keek. I'm going to keep it because all I'm doing is networking. I mean, if there's any harm in networking, then I guess the whole world has stopped then.
It bothers me, but I feel like there's not a whole lot I can do about it.
You know, maybe getting a non-Google email account.
Yeah, I guess you just feel violated, basically.
If you're not doing anything wrong, it shouldn't be an issue.
I watch what I say. I'll say that. I watch what I say, so.
And I know that the government's probably listening to this, too, so you've been found out.
That was Mark Maz, Nicole Nassif, and John T. in New York, Cappy Kincannon from Columbia, Missouri, Kimberly Mahon DiGennaro from Queens, Sal Castaneda from Kansas City, Kansas, Paul Ryan of Gladstone, Missouri, and Shariah Edwards of Kansas City, Mo. This whole thing, this whole story, is obviously bigger than any one company. Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, Skype, Apple are all allegedly involved, although they deny participating with the government. But to pick up on what we heard from around the country, if consumers really got annoyed about this, what would that look like? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
This morning, President Obama tried to calm the national freakout over the wide-ranging government surveillance programs.
I want to be very clear. Some of the hype that we've been hearing over the last day or so, nobody's listening to the content of people's phone calls.
He said the surveillance targeted so-called metadata, call numbers and call durations. Surveillance of internet communications like email, the president said, don't apply to American citizens and people living in the U.S. But he added,
you can't have 100% security and also then have 100% privacy and zero inconvenience.
That said, obviously, not everybody agrees on where the balance between security and privacy should be struck. And for consumers, options are limited.
There are technologies that can allow consumers to evade surveillance.
Amy Stepanovich is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. She says encrypted phone services like Silent Circle or chat applications like Off the Record allow a consumer to go undetected. But in some cases, they cost hundreds of dollars a year, and you could only communicate with other people who have these apps.
There is no convenience factor here. It really is difficult.
Switching telephone companies is costly if you're locked into a contract. And avoiding Google and Facebook and Yahoo, well, maybe if you want to live the rest of your life in a cave. Pressuring companies to resist government surveillance is an option, says Mark Rumalt with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, but
when you receive a valid court order and there are federal laws obligating you to comply, you're kind of stuck.
This, says Rumalt, is a job for politics. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.